right, welcome everyone to the May edition of the Frontier Roundup. I am the Las Vegas Hustlers. That sounds weird to say out loud. GM, Fred Schrader, and my co-host is
Mexico City. Fred from Mexico City.
Yeah, no one would have guessed that.
For now.
Yeah, and Joe is doing his very best shoeless impression and just decided to stop talking to us and not show up.
No show, Joe.
Yep. So we will carry on. I will just dive right into the standings here. These are the standings as of June 1st. Edmonton is leading the way at 38-16. Calgary right on their tails at 36-18. Las Vegas just behind them at 35-17. San Antonio a little ways back at 28-24. Phoenix sits at 27-26. Wichita is rocking a 24-30 record. And Mexico City and Boise are tied for the caboose spot at 22-30.
It's probably now, why Joe's not here. He's too embarrassed. I have no shame.
Well, as I'll get into here, he actually had like the fourth best month out of all of us. So specifically, since this is the May version of this roundup, how did the teams do in May? Edmonton went 18-8 to just continue destroying basically the whole league. Calgary went 17-10 to stay right behind them. My Las Vegas Hustlers went a blistering 20-6 to catch up to those two clowns ahead of me. San Antonio treaded water at 13-13. Phoenix went 14-12. Wichita went 14-13. Mexico City, the only losing record in the whole division, at 11-14 on the month. And Boise went 15-10 to dig out of that horrific early hole he put himself in. So there you have the sheet in front of you with all the breakdown of Frontier, Atlantic, or whatever. But I would just like to say that on the month, Frontier went 82-46 against the Atlantic. Suck it, clowns. We crushed you. Does anything jump out? You want to talk about anything?
Nah, I don't want to talk about anything involving records right now. I guess I'm surprised we all paced the Atlantic by, what was that, 36 games that month?
Yep.
That's interesting.
So on the season, we are now 124-83. Against the Atlantic.
5-game split in April. Yep. And then we, eradicated them.
It was
most of us anyway.
Everyone except that Mexico City who went 8-18 in the month of May against. That's your Frontier division. That's right. Yeah, even you went 14-12 against the Atlantic. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, you went 8-18 against your division mates. That's not a recipe for success.
Also on the season.
Yeah, it's the season. Yeah,
my May. I was 3-6 against the Frontier.
I don't know if that's any better.
No. Well, winning percentage wise, it is.
Could be worse. You could be San Antonio. He only went 2-8 inside the division for the month.
Yeah. I'd rather have his record.
I did, versus last time, I did add the home road splits on there. I don't know. Does anything really jump out?
Not really. The good teams are good, and then less good teams are less good. I mean, Boise was 8-3 at home. That's something.
Yeah.
7-7 on the road. That's about the only really major thing that I see.
Yeah. You're 9-13 on the season on the road.
Yep, sure am.
It's not great.
Well, I'm 13-17 at home, so I'm 4 games under in both places.
Team's bad, and you should feel bad.
Apparently. But again, no shame. Don't care. I care. I care a lot.
I guess maybe you can still say it's early, but it is now 2 months.
Getting less early. Getting less early.
Yeah, the next time we do this, then it'll really be, if you're that far back, it'll be so who are you selling?
early August will be about panic button time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy. So as far as like just division on division crime, we didn't have a whole lot of games inside the division for the month. The only thing notable is San Antonio stunk up the joint at 2-8, and I went 8-2 to catch up to the clowns that are ahead of me.
It's kind of interesting because, I mean, 2-8 in the division, and then they were 500 overall. Like, that's kind of another one of those where you're like, man, the Atlantic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, Edmonton went 12-4 against the Atlantic. Just beat the hell out of them.
They played Brooklyn, Charlotte.
That's a lot of Charlotte.
Jacksonville, Brooklyn.
Oh, Jacksonville.
It took 3 out of 4 from Jacksonville, though.
I swept Jacksonville. Jacksonville had a bad time playing us.
Bad time.
Let's see. I mean, that basically just the whole which teams are hot and which teams are not. It's basically the exact same as last month.
Yep.
Edmonton, Calgary, and I are leading the way. Everyone else is a chunk of teams a ways back in the middle, and then you and Boise are in the cruise.
Yeah. You know, Boise's kind of lukewarm. I don't want them to leave me in the dust. That would be bad. Don't do that, Joe. You already bailed on this. Don't bail on me in the record.
Joe's not here. We can badmouth him.
Yeah.
I guess we can just jump right into the awesome hitters, bad hitters, awesome pitchers, bad pitchers. Cause
sure.
Some interesting things. I went with the same benchmarks as last month. If you add 1,000 OPS or over, you're on the list. And if you, unfortunately, had under a 500 OPS, which is really bad, by the way, I thought I would have to move that benchmark because only one guy qualified last month and I sent his ass to the minors. It turns out we have 4 people who qualified this month.
Do the good ones first. Do the good ones first.
Yeah, we'll do the good ones. All right. My boy, Rookie of the Year hopeful, Phil Logan, crushed everything in his first month in the big leagues, which was awesome to see.
The replacement for Mr. Sub 500, Jesus Yam, last month.
Yeah, like
direct replacement.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Go from the worst third baseman in the entire league to the best third baseman for the month, at least. Calgary's Jose Rios crushed everything and is
an abnormal month.
It's not really surprising. I have a giant asterisk next to our boy Werner McConnell Jr. He doesn't qualify, but we'll say his name anyways because, yeah, when he came back from that injury, he just kept right on just killing everything. I think he had a 1,300 OPS or something in his limited at-bats.
He's bonkers.
I don't like him. Not on that team anyway. Wichita had a pair of guys who stood out. His first baseman, or his DH, not sure where he was playing. Jose Carlos Gallegos was amazing. Hit 355, 375 on base, 8 homers. Just crushed it. And his center fielder, Pedro Martinez, hit 386 on the month. And playing center field, that's pretty sure you'll take that.
That'll do.
Unlike last month, this month, Dennis French finally qualified.
Way to finally do something.
With its measly 1,100 OPS. 378 batting average. Clown. And your boy, Jose Estrada, jumped on the list because he decided he was going to hit 10 home runs in the month.
Somebody's got to do something. Yeah. Might be the only 10 runs they're scored all month.
Looks like it. Okay, now the fun part. I'm going to do this out of order players, that I have on here.
Players are good, whatever. Who cares? Let's talk about the shitty guys.
Yeah, this is nuts. All right, first off, Boise's DH. Like, I don't know how Boise even went on a hot streak. When your DH, full-time DH, Mr. Norris Rutledge, everyone knows who that is. He put up a 165, 218, 278 triple slash for a sweet, sweet OPS of 497. And he's the best of the clowns I have on this bad list here.
He is. And it's not even that close. He is substantially better than everyone else.
Oh, man. So Wichita's catcher, Ricardo Arellano, that's how I would say that. He was the strong side of the catching platoon, and he didn't act like it because he hit 100 on the month with a sweet, sweet 285 OPS. I don't even know how that's allowed. If Wichita's listening, do something about that. Although it could be worse, because here's our favorite. Phoenix, both Phoenix catchers. I'm assuming Cisco Areola is the strong side of the platoon, but it doesn't matter because his backup, Ethan Foster, is even worse. They both had identical 091 batting averages this month. This is the entire month. Those were his two catchers. Areola's OPS was 366 and Foster's was 286. Oh, I think Areola hit a home run or two. Yikes. Foster didn't.
Ariel had no home runs. Foster had one.
Oh, wow, that's even worse. Oh,
Ariel's isolated power matched his batting average.
We'll probably whine more about those guys, but holy God, get a catcher.
Holy God, get a catcher.
I mean, a month long is, I guess you could say small sample size, but it's a whole month. That's real bad.
That's real bad.
Real bad. All right. So then on the, pitching side of things, once again, went, as far as the hot pitchers, I measured by everyone's, nerdy little favorite FIP. If you had a 3 or under FIP, you qualified for being awesome. And if your FIP was over 7 and we had a qualifier, you were terrible. And you should feel bad and are bad and probably shouldn't be playing in the big leagues.
Yikes.
So yeah, we had 5 pitchers qualify as super awesome this month. Edmonton's starter Julio Alicia was, awesome. He went 3-2 with a 180 ERA. A little light on the strikeouts. Only had 28 strikeouts in 35 innings. But, he was a stud. My boy, Sean Huber, soaked up another 23 innings for me with a 2.28 ERA and went 4-0. So that's neat. Closer got 4 wins. Calgary's Jefferson Pierce was a monster. Went 3-1 with a 2.37 ERA, and he had 46 strikeouts in his 38 innings.
Ooh.
Yeah. San Antonio's Ricardo Rivera somehow went only 2-3 with a 3.86 ERA. His FIP was under 3. Like, his standard numbers doesn't really jump off the screen. Only 33 Ks and 32 innings. So, I don't know. If his team really left
him out. Get that guy some run support.
Yeah, that's not great. And then Wichita also had a reliever, like my boy Huber, soak up 21.2 innings. Is Mr. Doug Clement, and he went 2-0 with a 2.08 ERA and 14 Ks in his 21 innings. So, as usual, I only looked at the guys who at least pitched 20 innings. I don't know, just randomly picked 20. It's a nice round number. So it's mostly going to be starters who show up on the list, but yeah, there was 2 relievers. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. That's good. That means what's-his-face from Jacksonville is not the only one that's going to be pitching some innings this year.
Yeah, Peter Grady. Yeah, maybe the Atlantic will copycat us like Taylor did. It'd be interesting to hear from the other side of the epic beatdown we gave him in the month of May. All right.
Most of us anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go, Wichita. And then as far as the whose pitcher stunk like cheese, there was one. San Antonio starter Jose Olivas. Yeah. So he threw 26 innings, so he qualifies. He had 4 starts, maybe even 5. And look at that. He went 1-3 with a 6.92 ERA and only struck out 18 guys in his 26 innings.
He struck out 18 guys, walked 15, and gave up 9 home runs.
That's just bad.
Poor. That's poor.
Ugh. Okay, we don't need to beat up on him too much. So, again, like last month, I for our little who was the MVP for the month. I just looked at all guys who had a full WAR or above. The list is huge. Every single team had at least one candidate. And as soon as I list them all, we're just going to instantly tell you who the winner is because it's not even close. Edmonton's Wonder Boy over at third base, Stephen Collins III. He accrued a full 2 WAR in just the month of May. That is ridiculous. I had 3 guys on the list. My catcher, Claudio Perez. Rookie sensation, third baseman, Phil Logan. I love you, Phil Logan. And my shortstop, Miguel Rodriguez. They all, 3 of them had 1.1 WAR. Calgary's Jose Rios. Well, yeah, he had an OPS over 1,000, so it makes sense. He had 1 WAR. San Antonio's catcher, Octavio Moreno, who I had never heard of before looking this up, had a great month. He had 1.1 WAR. Phoenix's second baseman, Arturo Barón, had a WAR. Mexico City's wonder shortstop, Dashiell, I don't hit anything Fairborn, decided he was actually going to hit. I forgot
Dashiell, Dashiell R. Fairborn. Okay.
Yeah, he had 1.7 WAR. He hit like over 300 too for the month.
316.
There you go. Yeah. Everyone's... God, I'm so sick of Dennis French. Anyways, Dennis French hit 1.7 WAR. And his buddy over in right field for Boise, Felix Roman, had a WAR. But he missed out on the OPS thing by a little bit. So, you're terrible. Boise, you might as well just cut him. And Wichita center fielder Pedro Martinez also had 1.1 WAR. So I read this huge list to basically tell you, yeah, Steve Collins had 2 full WAR in one single month. I'm pretty sure he wins.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's close.
French is a lot less fun to watch from in the division than he was from Jerusalem, isn't he?
Oh, I hate French so much. it's jealousy, though. I mean, I guess you could argue, like, French plays center field and Collins plays third base. And it was 2 to 1.7 WAR, so maybe or, you'll be like...
Or Fairborn at shortstop. I mean, let's not get real carried away here.
Yeah, but I don't like Mexico City, and I don't like Dennis French, so I'm awarding it to Steven Collins III.
Unilaterally deciding. No one else gets to vote. This is
Joe's
a dictatorship. Joe's
not here. Joe's not here.
No show Joe.
Hashtag very shoeless. as far as injuries, it was a ridiculously clean month. There was basically no injuries of note, so the only thing we have in here is because Werner McConnell Jr. got hurt at the end of April, he missed a whole crap load of games in May.
Sorry that Werner McConnell didn't get to hit 50 home runs in May. Sorry, Kevin.
He still hit 8, I think it was.
He did. Okay, it's ridiculous. He's a ridiculous human being.
Not fair, and if he was deleted from the game, I would be okay with that. Especially before I play Calgary again.
His slugging percentage on the year so far is .866.
That's just...
His slugging.
Just get out of here. God. And he's only like, what? How old is he?
23.
Oh, 23. That's even worse. Oh, I hope he asks for $20 million a year starting next year. Something. Good Lord.
Well, that's impossible because he's going to make $500K next year. So.
God, it's just not even... I don't even want to think about that. Looking ahead to June, there was nothing super interesting that stood out. It's a really, really heavy divisional schedule compared to this last month where we only played like 8 or 9 games inside the division. So if one team gets hot or if one team gets cold inside the division, it'll probably really, really wreck someone's life.
Yeah, this is distinctly the put up or shut up time for Wichita and Mexico City and Boise right now.
Yeah, it is... Yeah, the next time when we do the June episode of this, there'll be some things to say. I did write down that Edmonton manages in this month to end all month, gets to play Wichita 8 times and Mexico City 6 times.
Yep, that's the thing.
So if they destroy you guys, they're going to be so far out ahead in the division lead that no one will catch them.
It's possible.
Yeah.
That's all I got. They also play Rockville 4 times. I mean, so
that might slow them down a little bit.
Maybe they'll go 0-8 against Rockville.
I finally get to play Charlotte.
Hey.
Whatever. all right. So our little what the frick, which we are not changing. I don't care. Was that Ron that wrote the thing about trying to cease and desist?
What the Johnson.
Yeah, what the Johnson doesn't make sense. So what the frick sticking. Speaking of, or in that same vein, I should say, my little nomination for what's going on is I don't understand why everyone's trademarking their plan or blueprint or the plan or the master plan or whatever the hell Shoeless said, something about breaking wind or something. I don't know. The right wind or something.
You're just jealous that other Brett came up with something that stuck.
Maybe. But I'm the one doing this, so we get to call him Other Brett. If he was doing it, then I would be Other Brett, and that's not cool.
Yeah, possible.
And then awesome. Also, what the frick, Joe didn't show up.
No show Joe.
That's Joe. The thing. Hashtag Shoeless, you clown.
Shoeless. He gets an honorary John Reed award.
Speaking of John Reed! yeah, actually, I do have Joe's name written, and we have decided to give Joe's John Reed Award to
Joe
because he didn't show up. So that's one. My John Reed Award goes out to every single team that played Edmonton. Someone please slow them down at least a little bit. Please, pretty please.
I'm giving mine to catching, specifically Phoenix's catchers, but like in our division there's a handful of catchers that are not deserving of the playing time that they're getting. I mean, even Brewer in Boise has not been good. I mean, especially for Phoenix, like a team that's got championship aspirations and is going for it, like you can't sit on two catchers who have OPSs under 400 for a month.
That's so bad. Yeah, Wichita's catcher was on that list too. So Wichita, yep. Boise. Your guy was hurt.
May?
He's back. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was hurt in April.
900 OPS in May.
Now, see, you got a good catcher. My catcher was on the over one war list, so that's cool. I wasn't expecting that. And I don't know. Catchers in general in our division, not great.
Yep. Phoenix, call somebody. Call me and trade me all the things.
Anyone, all the things, because Ethan Foster, why are you in the big league? Holy God. Do we have anything else?
Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
Let's see. I'm trying to look at the home road splits that I added to see if someone played like a crap load of games away from home or at home. I don't know. It's kind of samey.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Edmonton is 22-6 after 2 months at home. That's That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I'm 15-7 on the road.
It's a good way to sell tickets. That's what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone needs to slow them down. If they slaughter you and Wichita, it's gonna be fighting for second place.
It's gonna be a moot point because the monsoon season has started in Mexico City. So I mean, my record this month is gonna be like 2-6. So it's fine.
Did you? I saw you had at least one rain out.
I've got three on the season so far, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I'm going to have like a 15-man staff at the end of the season if I have to deal with you.
I'll have to do an October edition of the regular season of this just for my team.
Oh, God. All right. I don't have anything else written down to talk about. Final thoughts would be Werner McConnell Jr., I hate you. Edmonton, please start losing some games.
Please start losing. Many, many games this month would be great.
Even if he just went 500. Just tread some water. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many divisional games in month of June. It's going to be... I hope people don't. Yeah, this would be a really bad time to miss a sim and have a couple guys injured on your roster. And get hosed out of a couple games because of that. Yeah, don't do that.
Two catchers with sub 400 OPS. Be bad for that, too.
Yeah. Phoenix. All right, so I guess same time, same place in like a week and a half.
Sure.
Sure. Bye, everybody.
Bye.